One of our favorite guests coming up here, Packers beat writer at the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers insider. You can find him here all the time. My main man, Ryan Wood. Ryan, what's going on, man?
One of my favorites. What's up, Ryan?
I'm doing well. That was a very jazzy intro. I was digging that a little bit.
Yeah, I put that together. I've been trying to.
Keep okay. There you go.
Yeah. That's all Leroy. He's in charge of the music.
Hey,
good choice,
Woody. I almost had to choke Tom today. He got on my nerves, man. PackerNews.com, 5 questions with Leroy Butler's up. He got on my nerves with all this pecking order stuff. I don't like that LaFleur has to answer to Murphy. Why can't he answer to Gutekunst? That's the hangup. That's what we argued about for 5 minutes. And I understand his point. I really do. Because I grew up in that era that Bob Harlan gave the keys to Ron Wolf and say, I'm out of your way. You can drive this thing wherever you want to drive it. I'm just going to sit in the back and keep my mouth shut with my seatbelt on. But I don't have a problem with the way they're doing it. Maybe it's something new, but I can understand this point.
Well, I don't want you to choke me, so. Let's see. What do I say? Leroy, I think you know, we've talked about that. I think you know how I feel about it.
Yeah, we disagree on it. I just want to hear your point. I want to hear your point.
The bottom line is this. Mark Murphy made the hire. He's, in many respects, has responsibilities that used to go to the GM here in Green Bay. Now it's Mark Murphy that's making those decisions and has that authority. And the bottom line is, if that Matt LaFleur leads this team to a Super Bowl, it don't matter one bit. It doesn't matter who hired him if he wins. Mm-hmm. But you want to give yourself the very, very best chance to make the big decisions as good as you can. And for a long time here in Green Bay, it has been a GM as the czar of football model that has worked very, very well. So we don't know that this will fail what Mark Murphy's trying, because he's trying it now and we haven't seen what comes next. But if it's giving them the best chance to make for success, it's hard to say that when we've seen so much success the last 30 years doing it one way. And that's what we've seen. I mean, you've seen it too. Mm-hmm. With from Ted Thompson building a Super Bowl contender that went to 8 straight playoffs, to Ron Wolf saving football in Green Bay, they did not have to answer football decisions to an owner. And that is now Brian Gutekunst, he's answering to Mark Murphy on the football side. It's different. We don't know if it's going to work or not, because we haven't seen it play out yet. And if it works, it works, and that's the bottom line. But it's different and changed. I see a lot of risk there.
Yeah, I'm open-minded to that. Here's why I think that LaFleur can get us off the LaFleur, okay? He goes into the interview and says, allegedly, I'm okay with this, I'm okay with that. What's your timetable? We like this, I'm organized. Oh, by the way, if you guys want to keep petted, I'm okay with it. I got 6 defensive coaches, and here's my 6 right here. But if you like him, I'm okay with it. I could just concentrate on the offense. Mm-hmm. And I will also, moreover, will accept any recommendations if you guys have them. James Campen, that's the offensive line coach we actually played together. If you want to keep, you know, anybody, just let me know and I'm okay with it. I would give Pettit full range to hire and fire those guys. So, in other words, he went in there prepared. The other guys, I think, pretty much scared these guys off, saying they're going to make a lot of changes, and they really didn't want to do that. And to boot, the last thing, are you okay with them calling Aaron Rodgers ahead of time, letting them know that LaFleur is a guy, and they actually had a conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I've got no issue with that. Okay, I don't see why they would either.
Some fans have some issues with that.
No, because here's the thing. He's going to be judged. Matt LaFleur, first and foremost, is going to be judged by wins, right? But he's going to be judged on how well the quarterback plays.
Right.
He was hired because of how well he's gotten quarterbacks to play going way, way back. Before he even joined, became an NFL coach. I mean, go back to college, small college, and his work with quarterbacks. I mean, the Packers went way back on this stuff. That's why he was hired. So if they want to start that process early, they feel good about him, and they want to start that development of the relationship early with him and Aaron Rodgers, there's nothing wrong with that. All power to him, because that is how he will be judged, is on how that relationship goes, how that quarterback plays, and by extension, how this team wins. That's the bottom line for them.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's talk about this offensive coordinator position that is still open with Matt LaFleur. News coming today that one of the guys that interviewed, Monken from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their offensive coordinator, he interviewed for the head coaching job. He now is going to get an interview for the offensive coordinator job as well. Nathaniel Hackett, LaFleur said, is a candidate too, the offensive coordinator from the Jaguars, Paul Hackett's kid out there. Is there anybody you're looking at going, I think this would be a good fit? I like Monken myself, but it's just a matter of how much input he's really going to have with LaFleur at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to want his guy there. He's going to want to have someone that he feels comfortable with. Monken, the really interesting thing is he's more experienced than Matt LaFleur. So Matt LaFleur is going to be calling plays. He's going to be putting together game plans. He's going to be doing the head coach role a lot like Mike McCarthy did, which means that the offensive coordinator role is going to be a lot like Mike McCarthy's offensive coordinators were. And the first and foremost thing with that is they're going to be really busy with the administrative stuff, running meetings, doing those sort of things, while Matt LaFleur puts together a game plan and how to attack defenses and what, you know, the play call sheet and all those things during the week. So Todd Monken, I mean, he's got a lot of experience. He's been a head coach in college. He's got a lot of experience in the administrative side of doing things. That makes sense on paper. It depends on how LaFleur feels relationally, personally. I mean, that's going to be important, especially with that specific role of the offensive coordinator. But that, you know, Nathaniel Hackett, boy, wouldn't it just be a fascinating story to see the Mike Shanahan and the Paul Hackett lines of the Bill Walsh come together in one staff? I mean, that's interesting. That's just the guy in me that likes good stories, and that's a really interesting story. So, whoever he hires, it's got to be someone that he clicks with really well, that they see the same vision, they have the same goals, and that can do the things that he's going to need as that play caller and game plan designer through the week to get them going.
What about a Gary Kubiak who fell apart his relationship with the Denver Broncos earlier today? He's no longer going to be the offensive coordinator. The reason I'm bringing it up is Kubiak had LaFleur on his staff in Houston with the Texans. How do you see that as a
fit? Kubiak was on the staff when they beat us in Super Bowl 32, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You don't want him in here.
Settle down.
We just talked about what's the most heartbreaking loss, and you want Kubiak to come and get some of this Green Bay Packer money. Stop it.
LaFleur was thinking about hiring you as a safeties coach, but never mind anymore.
Yeah, that's okay.
Kubiak's okay then? Okay.
Yeah, Kubiak's fine. What time you get here?
Yeah, you go pick him up.
1 million signing bonus.
Yeah, he'll go pick him up. All right, Ryan, so what do you got on Kubiak?
Ford car.
Well, you're right. Gary Kubiak gave LaFleur his start in the NFL as a quality control guy in 08, I think it was, in Houston. So the connection is there. It just all depends on what LaFleur thinks of Gary Kubiak, his offensive ideas and his administrative ability. He's been a head coach, so the administrative ability should be really sound. I thought it was interesting the reason that Matt LaFleur gave on Sirius XM radio today for retaining Mike Pettine, which was, in part, he's been a head coach before, and there's some things that he can bat. I mean, Matt LaFleur said it Wednesday, the guys that he hires on his staff around him are going to be really important. One, because he's going to be devoting a lot of time to calling plays and game plan, but two, because he's never been a head coach before. That's just the reality. I mean, there's a lot that he's going to have to learn. So surrounding himself with guys, whether that be hypothetically a Gary Kubiak or someone of that ilk on the defensive side, a Mike Pettine who has been a head coach in the NFL, guys that he can learn from in that capacity, it's pretty easy to see some benefit there.
Ryan, the question that I brought up to start the show was, how should the Packers approach free agency? You know, are you looking for some of the bigger names like a Jadeveon Clowney, or, you know, obviously not looking for running backs right now.
Landon Collins,
guys like that. Are you looking to fill the roster maybe with some kind of like mid-level talent, you know, or through the draft? How do you think they should approach free agency? Bigger names or just kind of some of the smaller, not so household names?
It depends on what the market looks like. And it's hard to say, you know, being January 11th, what the market's going to look like. I have a hard time seeing the Texans making Clowney available. I mean, they can just tag him, right? So I would think that's most likely, because guys like Clowney, guys at that position with that kind of talent and that kind of production, they almost never get to the open market. That's why Khalil Mack being available for trade was such a blue moon, just such a rarity last August, such a big deal. It's because it just doesn't happen. Those guys don't become available almost ever. I mean, it's just very rare. So I would be shocked if a Clowney was even got to the market. I really would. But with that said, I mean, yeah, if there's a big time pass rusher on the market, this team is really been starved for talent at the pass rush, edge rush position for a long time, and they have not put any real assets into it for years now. So that makes a lot of sense. It's cliche, but it's just going to be what's the best value out there, and that's value in terms of talent and production, but also value in terms of, obviously, the financial side of it too. Where does that line up? They'll have some cap space to play with. There's no question about that, but other teams in the NFL will as well. So it's all value-based. That's how the open market is. One thing we know is that Brian Gutekunst, if there's good value out there, he's not going to hesitate to go after it. He showed that in his first year, first offseason as GM, whereas in the past, Ted Thompson, there was hesitation there. I mean, you didn't see him attack the open market the way that the rest of the league does and the way that really is required with the escalating salary cap now. So, I don't. If there's good value, Brian Gutekunst is going to go after it.
Ryan joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.